This is the Les Neyman Show.
People in this country are brainwashed by the media.
I felt this thrill going up my leg.
I'm almost speechless with a comment like that.
The voice of liberty in Louisville.
So you tell me, sir, why do you think he's the best president?
I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Now, Les Neyman on 970 WGTK.
Hello, everybody. This is the Les Neyman Show on 970 WGTK. And this is your host, Les Neyman, back every Sunday night from 6 to 8 p.m., trying to bring you as much information, as much of the truth as I know it to be, as I research it and verify it to be. And I also try to bring you the best guests possible. I was honored last couple of weeks to have some wonderful people. General Paul Vallely was on a couple of weeks ago, and that was just and Ryan Morrow last week. And I just want to get to something real quick before I get my first guest here. They'll be calling in shortly. If you've noticed, the biggest news this week, other than Libya and the incompetence of the Obama regime in handling what's going on in the Middle East and pretty much everywhere in the world, their incompetence with Mr. Clapper, who's the national security guy, who they don't seem to have a clue. Now that we find out that in Egypt, we see the Muslim Brotherhood had made a deal with the military. Early on in that uprising, the military pretty much wanted the streets cleared, and of course the Muslim Brotherhood was able to clear about 200,000 people out by just snapping their fingers and making it happen. And in Libya, we're now finding out that the so-called freedom fighters, the democratic movement there, is full of people from Al-Qaeda. So now, ladies and gentlemen, we, the United States of America, are helping our enemies again. It's bad enough that we have to buy oil from them, that we give them at $105 a barrel when we have enough here in the United States to give us enough oil for the next 100 or 500 years. But, you know, this is what's wrong with Washington, D.C. This is what's wrong with the Democrats. This is what's wrong with the progressives. And this is what's wrong with the incompetent, fraudulent president that we have in office. To me, the biggest thing this week was the appearance of Donald Trump over the last 10 days, making his public tour on the networks, asking where Barack Obama's birth certificate is. He continuously is asking. He's being very respectful for it. He's being very diplomatic about it. But he's saying, you know, he goes, hey, listen, I'm a smart guy. People remember me when I was in fifth grade, and I went to the best schools. And, you know, it doesn't make any sense that the President Obama doesn't show his birth certificate. Well, we understand why he doesn't show it, because he's hiding something. It all started when Donald Trump was interviewed by Ashley Banfield for the George Stephanopoulos program on ABC. It was almost a 10-minute interview. It was done on Mr. Trump's plane. Trump won, and Ashley Banfield has had a relationship in New York City with Mr. Trump for the last 10 years, and she was very respectful. She allowed Mr. Trump to speak his mind and didn't try to marginalize him or diminish him. If it would have been anybody else who wasn't the billionaire that Donald Trump was, you know, we see for the last 3 years, people have been bringing this to the forefront and trying to get it on the media, and haven't been able to. The mainstream state-run media has been covering it up and running interference for the Obama regime. And now Mr. Trump has brought it forth in a big way. He's been on Fox and Friends. I saw him on Geraldo at Large last night, and Geraldo, with a little smirk on his face, was trying to diminish what he was saying. But, you know, one thing I'll tell you about Mr. Trump, nobody's going to tell him what to do, how to do it. He'll do it on his own terms, and he's not afraid of anybody. He's not afraid to say anything. I guess that's what being a billionaire helps. But you know what? If that's what it takes, folks, if that's what it takes to get the message out that Barack Hussein Obama is possibly a traitorous fraud, who's a usurper, who's in the White House under fraudulent means, the largest, biggest fraud perpetrated on the United States of America in its 230-some-odd years. This is treason, ladies and gentlemen, but the media will not call it what it is. It's pretty much knowing, premeditatively wise, that the Democrats have put a false person, a person who's not possibly a citizen of this country, into the White House. If you saw Mr. Trump on The View, that was his best appearance, I thought. Whoopi Goldberg, who was dressed in, looked like a tent from Muammar Gaddafi's camp. I tell you, she's not a fashion model at all, is she? She has no taste. She looked pathetic, and she's spewing her mouth. Nobody's ever had to show their birth certificate. Yes, that's not true, Whoopi. John McCain had to do it in front of the Congress. He had to prove his citizenship, as did Dwight D. Eisenhower. So Whoopi Goldberg is obviously a pinhead. She doesn't know what the heck she's talking about. And Mr. Trump, you know, he pretty much discarded what they had to say like a fish, a duck shaking their water off of himself. Joy Behar was stood there like a little mouse, a little quiet little thing, wasn't about to confront Mr. Trump, no, remembering what happened to Rosie O'Donnell when she took him on, and you haven't heard from Rosie O'Donnell since. I want to right now bring my two guests on the air, the people who started the fight, along with some other folks around the country, including Orly Tollies, and a gentleman from Mr. Berg from Pennsylvania, from Philly. But these two gentlemen have just fought. And they were defeated in the Supreme Court when the Supreme Court didn't even give them the constitutional authority, basically, for discovery. They've been covering up in the court system also, as Justice Thomas said, well, we don't want to go there on this issue. Well, you know, the issue's there. It's not going away. It's picking up steam. And if it has to take Donald Trump to do it, I'm okay with that. And if Donald Trump is going to continue to speak the truth and be a conservative voice for America, I'm for that too. And if he gets Alan West or Paul Valley as his running mate, if that's the case, if Alan West doesn't choose to run, who's my personal favorite to run for the presidency, I'm okay for that too. I want what's truthful. I want people in the White House who can stand up to the tyrants that have taken over this country. And with that, I want to bring on two American heroes, Commander Charles Kirchner and his attorney, Mario Puzo. Good evening, gentlemen, and welcome back to the Les Neyman Show. I'm proud to have you again.
This is Commander Kirchner. Glad to be here.
Hey, how are you, Commander? Is Mario, are you there?
Yes, this is Mario Puzo. It's a great pleasure to be with you and your listening audience, Les.
Well, I guess, you know, Donald Trump has blown this thing sky high, and I believe it's starting to take some traction. What do you think, gentlemen?
I think it's a good thing. At least he's addressing the factual issues of the fact that Obama has not conclusively proven he was born in Hawaii, and he has not shown a real birth certificate. Those are two factual issues that are logically need to be addressed, given the contrary evidence coming out of foreign countries. I mean, what other U.S. president, sitting president in history, has had relatives, newspapers, and government officials in a foreign country saying he was born there? So we need to see the facts in Hawaii to see if there's a real birth there or was it just a falsely registered birth by the family members with no witnesses.
Well, what's really amazing, gentlemen, is that Michelle Obama has stated in two speeches that he's Kenyan or from Kenya. And it amazes me that the media will not believe her and believe his grandmother who said it also. Yeah. But then again, that's because the media is playing cover-up and they're defending the indefensible.
Somebody should ask Whoopi Goldberg, what other president in the history of the United States, whether black, white, green, or purple, has people in a foreign country repeatedly, relatives, newspapers, and government officials, including the ambassador from Kenya to the United States and two or three sitting assembly members in the Kenyan National Assembly saying he was born there, he's not a Native American, and he should repatriate himself. He should come home. He should repatriate himself to Kenya. I mean, no other president in history has had people in other countries and newspapers and government officials saying, you weren't born in America, you weren't born in the United States, you were born over here. I mean, it's unbelievable that nobody will cover that.
No, but do you think that with Mr. Trump doing what he's doing and continuously keeping up the pressure and appearing, because the funny thing is, they love him in New York. The media folks in New York love the Donald. They just can't get enough of him. And now all of a sudden he's put them on the spot, and they have to listen to him. They can't shut him down because he won't take it.
That's right. You've got to educate Donald Trump now on all the issues, including not only is he hasn't conclusively proven he was born in Hawaii and releasing a real birth certificate and any amendments to the birth record. also the contrary evidence coming out of a foreign country, and the legal issue of what is a natural born citizen. And we have always been arguing that it's unity of citizenship, and you know, when a child is born, there's no foreign allegiance to another country. And in the case of Obama, when he was born, he was a British subject. So he has he did not have sole allegiance at birth to the United States, even if he was born in the United States. So we got to educate Donald Trump and bring him up to speed.
Well, this is, you're listening to the Les Nehmann Show. You can call Commander Kirchner or Mario Puzo or myself at 571-0970. And we're going to be back with both guests after this.
97 WGTK.
Never visited the Thai Cafe? Then you've missed out on one of the very best restaurants in Louisville. Chevante Snow has been creating original Thai cuisine that will delight your palate at the Thai Cafe for over 16 years. The Thai Cafe in Holiday Manor Shopping Center on Brownsboro Road. Open for lunch Monday through Friday, 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. and dinner Monday through Thursday, 5 to 9:30 p.m. and Fridays and Saturdays, 5 to 10 p.m. The Thai Cafe. Don't deny yourself any longer.
Take the hassle out of buying or leasing a business vehicle. Contact Bob Ligon at Alpha Leasing. He'll consult with you, present options, and save you money. Whether you need a fleet of vehicles or a single car, Bob Ligon takes the hassle out of the experience. He'll even pay you $25 to come in for a consultation. Call Bob Ligon, alphaleasing.com, 426-0036. Bob Ligon, alphaleasing.com, 426-0036.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Dorothy knows, and so do you. There's no place like your own home. A place you can feel safe and comfortable. And comfort during the heat and humidity of spring and summer months in our Ohio Valley means taking care of your home's air conditioner. Make sure you're ready for hot weather. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling now to take advantage of the air conditioner preventative maintenance check and clean for only $59.95. Let Bryant prolong the life of your equipment, eliminate untimely breakdowns, and lower your utility bills with preventative care for your air conditioner. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling today and schedule your air conditioner preventative care maintenance at 363-2451. Bryant's been family-owned and operated in Louisville since 1941. Bryant Heating and Cooling. We're not comfortable until you are. Call today, 363-2451. That's 363-2451.
You're listening to the Les Nehmann Show. This is Les Nehmann. I'm here with Commander Charles Kirchner and Mario Puzo on the phone. And we're discussing the renewed effort to educate America to the possibility that the President of the United States is not legitimate. We've been saying that for many, many years. And now, because of Donald Trump and his ability to have the power to bring this forth to the public, it is definitely a turns a page on this situation where nobody was covering it before. Nobody was covering anything about it. And now, what do you think, gentlemen, is the chance that you can contact Mr. Trump and set up a meeting and maybe start to educate him and meet with him?
Well, I've written to a staffer of Donald Trump. Hopefully his staffer will pass it along, including some of Mario's excellent writings. Maybe Mario can talk to that a little bit, but we're trying.
Oh, I know you guys are. Charles, I know you send me about 10 or 15 emails a day, and I try to read them all, but it's hard to have the time. But I pass them on. I put them on Facebook. I send them to the people here in Kentucky. And
I filter through a couple hundred to get those gems. So I'm looking at hundreds of things a day coming to me, but I only pass along what I think are the gems. And there's a lot of activity going on right now, so that's why there's 10 or 12 a day.
Well, it's a very scary time for America with, you know, the Glenn Beck this week unveiling the SEIU attempt by Stephen Lerner to undermine New York City and crash the banking system and pretty much more treason coming from the allies of Barack Obama. And this is we're running out of time.
What's Obama's job training? Community organization. And if you read Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals, he says the job of a community organizer is really a community agitator to rub raw the politics and the issues in the community to create social upheaval and bring about complete change in society, and eventually the Flower Pivot strategy leads off to that, to establishing a socialist government in this country. That's all he knows how to do, rub raw the politics. He has set back racial relationships in this country 100 years, at least.
Absolutely, I agree. And, you know, he spends his time on spring break. I mean, the guy abdicates, you know, like, you know, everybody should have known, but like I say, the media, you know, don't let the agenda get in the way of the truth, or don't let the truth get in the way of the agenda. That's basically what it is. Barack Obama, when he was in the state senate in Illinois, voted present hundreds of times, would not take a stand on anything. This way he couldn't have a record to go after.
He voted present in Libya for 30 days. They had Tripoli surrounded, and he could have acted decisively, and we would have got rid of that idiot leader of
Gaddafi, yeah.
I mean, but he daddled and diddled and, you know, voting present until he finally had to do something, or there'd have been 100,000 people massacred in Benghazi. You know, so he just can't make a decision. He's not an executive. He's a rabble rouser, troublemaker, community organizer, community agitator. He likes to see stress and agitation created, because then he can capitalize on that and divide people and put us into classes, because that's what he feeds on. That's what community organizers do.
Yeah, and everybody, you know, they want to put everybody against each other. And
exactly.
The old expression, united we stand, with divided we fall, is so true, and this is what's going to happen here in America. The other point is that, you know, he's been absent. He's not even voting present anymore. He's just voting absent. He's not there to even vote. He's sort of taking the same tack as the Democratic Congress people in Wisconsin and Indiana. If the agenda doesn't fit, if, you know, they were quick to say back in 2008 that elections have consequences. But when they have the consequences against them, they just leave. And that's what they all do. They just abdicating their responsibility and showing that they're traitors to this country. And I call them that. I have no problem calling them that.
Yeah, Les, I wanted to say something on Whoopi Goldberg, her statement that, you know, how dare we question the eligibility of Barack Obama? Are we doing it because he's black? And I've said this many times, that this whole controversy has set our race relations back, whether you say 100 or 200 years, whatever it is, but it's really despicable. If you look at our history, going back to Chester Arthur, okay, who was the 21st president, his eligibility was challenged. Now, he was born here. He's, you know, white European extraction, you know, not an African-American, not a, you know, minority, nothing like that. So that was really the, you know, the first on the presidential side. We've had challenges for congressmen back as early, 1789, I think it was, with Smith, you know, trying to be a representative, you know. But on the president side, again, Chester Arthur. Then you have a very interesting one in, his name was Sherman, in the 1896 presidential election. He was born of German alien parents. And there were many attorney generals back then saying that basically, okay, you're a native-born citizen, but it doesn't look like you're a natural-born citizen. There's a question about that. So he dropped out. So that's very interesting. Then you've got Charles Evans Hughes. He was challenged in 1916. George Romney, Barry Goldwater, Lowell Wicker, Calero, who was actually ran with Obama. He was on a socialist ticket, born in Nicaragua, wasn't even a president. He was knocked off various ballots.
Wasn't even a citizen, you meant.
Yeah, not even a citizen. He was knocked off various ballots. And then, of course, John McCain, we all know that. So, you know, with all this history, how can Whoopi Goldberg say that we're challenging Barack Obama because he's black?
And
it's just, you know, unbelievable.
Dwight Eisenhower, Mario, had to show his birth certificate because he didn't really have one from original, so he had to get affidavits and stuff filed to get his birth certificate on record, and then he had to file that to prove he could run for president.
Well, Whoopi Goldberg's just a pinhead, far leftist. She doesn't care what the truth is.
She's a race baiter. She's a race baiter.
She's no different than Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and all the other people that enslaved their own people. That's what the race baiters do. They enslave their own people. They make their own people dependent on the government. They always saying it's always the white people's fault and the rich people's fault and everybody's fault, but the people who are responsible for their own lives.
And they want to intimidate us, Les. They want to make us keep quiet because we're going to cower in a corner and say, "Ooh, they're calling me a racist. This is a constitutional issue. What color is a constitution? It's not black or white."
Of course not. But the media has propagated this for so long. There are so many people who are just so ignorant of anything. They know nothing about the Constitution. They know nothing about the civil. Listen, I would venture to say that if a citizenship test was given to all the people in America, 30% possibly would pass. Maybe 40% would pass.
Well, let's try in Congress. How many in Congress would pass?
Oh, I would say maybe 10%.
You're right.
I mean, Lewis, the guy, the pinhead from Georgia, was talking about why Obamacare was constitutional. Well, he goes, "Well, it's the pursuit of happiness, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. It's in the Constitution." No, it's not. It's in the Declaration of Independence. And this guy's been in Congress for 20 or 30 years.
Hey, Les, when we get done talking about the Donald and his contribution to breaking the glass ceiling here in the mainstream media, I mean, that guy can certainly get the media to listen.
Oh, he sure can.
I'd also like to talk a little bit in the show about the state's efforts to get vetting laws into place and the problem we had down in Georgia with the Republican leadership turning on a bill that was almost guaranteed to pass to vet all presidential candidates in the 2012 election, and all of a sudden, in the last 3 or 4 days, the Speaker of the House named David Ralston, the Majority Leader Republican named Larry O'Neill, and the Government Committee Chairman named Mark Hamilton completely did an about-face and just totally sabotaged the bill put forward by Mark Hatfield down there and Sean Jurgensen, who they had supported it before all through this year, and then it was going to pass, and they pulled the plug on it and killed it. Somebody got to that Speaker of the House in Washington, D.C., and threatened or intimidated or whatever was done. Well, it's a disgrace what those three Georgia reps did down there. The Speaker of the House, the Majority Leader, and this chairman named Mark Hamilton, they didn't live up to their oath to the Constitution, turned tail and pulled the plug. And, they're going to allow, again, it could be repeated that Obama could run without vetting again. It's unbelievable. Somebody, the Republican Party down there, got to by Washington, D.C. establishment rhinos and pulled the plug.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. The Republican Party are a disgrace. The people in Congress, I'd say 90% of them, both parties, are just a disgrace.
I think the reason is they want to run people like Jindal and Mark Rubio of Florida, who also have natural-born citizen issues. They don't. In other words, the Republican Party does not care about the Constitution, Article 2, Section 1, either. They ran John McCain, who had issues. Now they want to run maybe Governor Jindal or Mark Rubio as a vice presidential candidate in 2012. So the Republican Party is thinking of political party spirit and not of the constitutional issues and the constitutional law. They just want to run the person they want to run. They're as bad as the Democrats.
A lot of the list that I mentioned were Republican candidates, so the Republicans have been very, very guilty of all this.
Are we sure that Marco Rubio's parents were not naturalized citizens?
He won't answer. He's been asked. He just refuses to answer.
He doesn't answer either.
That's right.
Just what we need, another deceiver coming to the fore in our government. You're listening to the Les Neyman Show on 970 WGTK. Mario Puzo and Commander Kircher will be back after a word from our sponsors so we can pay the bills. I'll be back.
970 WGTK.
Here's your 970 WGTK Kentuckiana weather, brought to you by the Elizabeth Monarch Group of REMAX Associates. With increasing clouds and a 30% chance of isolated snow flurries through the later part of the evening, expect temperatures in the upper 30s to low 40s. Later tonight, we'll drop down to a low of 35. And on Monday, with decreasing clouds and a 20% chance of flurries in the early morning hours, expect a daytime high of 51 and an overnight low of 34. This weather report was brought to you by the Elizabeth Monarch Group of REMAX Associates, the hardest working realtor you will ever meet. Visit hardestworkingrealtor.org. Neyman's Catering is a full-service catering company.
providing fabulous, quality food at affordable prices. Outstanding food and service are the foundation, and 28 years of happy customers tell the story. Neiman's personal touch includes meeting with prospective clients in their home or business with great food choices to sample at no charge. Specializing in wedding receptions and corporate events, Neiman's professional servers and bartenders will go above and beyond to ensure the success of your event. One call does it all. Neiman's has the best food, but that's not all. They also supply tables, chairs, linens, skirts, and full bar service. Start planning the perfect wedding reception now. Call Neiman's Catering at 327-7333. That's 327-7333. Or go online to neimanscatering.com to learn more.
You're in the middle of planning the perfect wedding reception or graduation party or maybe the mother of all derby parties. Well, before you make another move, pick up the phone and call Bluegrass Rental. Bluegrass Rental is a full-service party event rental business that has everything you need. Bluegrass Rental's been the company behind Kentuckiana's best parties for 14 years. Service is their specialty, and they work hard to make sure your event is a success. From picnic to top-shelf needs, no order is too big or small for Bluegrass Rental, and Bluegrass will work with you, your caterer or event planner, so that every detail is perfect. Anything you need for entertaining, from tables, chairs, linens, tableware, and glassware, to tents, dance floors, concession equipment, and wedding accessories and decorations. And Bluegrass Rental has office equipment for every type of business meeting at prices even your boss will appreciate. Call 241-0222 and see for yourself. That's 241-0222. 241-0222.
This is Les Naiman, and we're back with Commander Charles Kirchner, Mario Puzo. We're discussing the fact that both parties really don't care about the Constitution, that they are just pretty much in it together.
Hey, Les, can I put out just real quick facts on those two people I mentioned?
Absolutely.
Governor Jindal was not a natural-born citizen because both his parents were just recent immigrants to the United States when he was born, and they hadn't applied for citizenship yet. In the case of Mark Rubio, we don't know. His parents became citizens, but we don't know if Mark Rubio was born before they were citizens or after they were citizens. And he refuses to answer the question when I've had people write to him. He doesn't answer. I wrote to Governor Jindal and told him that he should do a duty for the support of the Constitution and just say, I can't run, and I won't attempt to, because I believe in this country and our Constitution, and my parents were not citizens when I was born. He should say that. He never answered those letters from me. So that's the point. When they should confront Mark Rubio and say, tell us, when you were born, were your parents citizens or not? Get the air cleared. That's what people should ask them. And as far as that Speaker of the House in Georgia, David Ralston, the people of Georgia should initiate a recall petition for him. He should be recalled for what he did to that law, which was a sure thing in Georgia. Until they had 93 co-sponsors. The majority of the House sponsored it. And he pulled the plug and talked about 30 or 40 of them to drop off and would not let it go out of committee. He froze it in committee. And the committee chairman, Mark Hamilton, allowed him to do it. It's unbelievable what they did down there. It's a disgrace.
Well, how is the movement going around the rest of the country?
Arizona is going forward. They successfully got it out of committee. Now we got to get it voted on and discussed and minor amendments here or there, whatever, in the full body, get it voted on and signed by the governor. But they got it out of committee in Arizona, which they couldn't do in Georgia because the Republican speaker turned on our country and our Constitution and blocked it.
Oh, boy. As William Bendix used to say in The Life of Riley, what a revolting development this is.
Mario wrote an essay about this, and he maybe can speak to the right of the states here as to their right and duty to make sure the Constitution is enforced when our Congress will not do it. Right, Mario?
We have a really great system. When I say our system, I'm talking about our government, you know, our nation, how it's set up, the constitutional republic. Think of it this way. When we had the revolution, the people were the sovereigns. Okay? In other words, at that point, they said, okay, now it's our show. So now you've got the people. And then, of course, you had the colonies, but then they became states when the Declaration of Independence was
sovereign and independent states.
And then what happens is they get together and they say, you know, let's create, well, first we had a first constitution, which was the Articles of Confederation and Union, but they were too weak. They got rid of those, and we made the Constitution. And basically the states got together through the people, created the federal government. And so then, you know, the federal government was given so much power, and then the states retained powers, the people retained powers and rights. So, you know, the federal government only has so much power. But ultimately, you know, the states also have an obligation in all this to protect their own citizens and make sure that the elections are done properly. The Constitution gives basically the states the mechanism to run the presidential elections, you know, the federal elections. So the states have a lot of power when it comes to the elections. Now, of course, the states have to act constitutionally. They can't, like, add or take away any type of eligibility requirement. Okay, now, there have been case law on this where they try to tinker with the qualifications for congressmen. And, you know, the court said, look, you can't do that. It's unconstitutional. Now, we never had that with the presidential clause. However, the same logic applies. You know, whatever the Constitution says, for example, president, 35 years old, 14 years a resident, a natural-born citizen, you know, the state can apply those particular rules, make sure that the person satisfy that, but they can't take away or subtract that sort of thing. But the point is that the state has a lot of power to run the elections, you know, who gets on the ballot, who doesn't get on the ballot, but it's got to be all done legally. If the federal government is not willing to vet these candidates that are coming in and running for president, then it falls upon the states to do that. Again, you know, they have an obligation to protect the people, and the Natural Born Citizen Clause is a protection mechanism. It's to make sure that the constitutional republic does not end up in the hands of a person who is not attached, fully loyal, no, full allegiance to the United States, to the founding principles, to the Constitution, to the people of the United States. It doesn't have some you know, foreign type of idea because he's got influence from some other country or some foreign influence type
you
thing.
You mean like dreams from my father? You mean something like that, Mario? Dreams from my father?
That's a prime example. It's a perfect example. Again, we haven't seen anything like this that I'm aware of through our history where, you know, you've got a president, you know, basically trying to transform the basic economic structures of our nation. You know, where, you know, like the banking that we saw in the motor industry and health care. Now, we've had other presidents try that. I know we had, I think it was Clinton. I think he was trying to do that, you know, with the health care. But, again, that's very radical, you know, where you have, you know, one-sixth of your economy going into the hands of the government. And that's only health care. Then when you throw in the other things, and who else? Who knows what's coming, you know, after that? But these are all things that are. And then, of course, you know, we all heard about how he went around apologizing for the nation. He doesn't really, you know, speak in defense of our nation. He doesn't protect and defend the Constitution.
He's a citizen of the world. He's a citizen of the world, not the United States. He's a citizen of the world.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, it's kind of weird. It's kind of strange here. Okay. So the question is, you know, did the founding fathers actually want to avoid this situation? You know, I mean, I think we have to ask ourselves that question.
And the states created the Constitution, and if Congress won't protect it, it's left to the states to protect it because they created that Constitution on behalf of we the people. And the Constitution has three eligibility requirements, you know, actual born citizen, 35 years of age, and 14-year resident of the United States. Now, Congress can't arbitrarily say, well, 35 years of age means 25. That's baloney. Now, just likewise, they can't say that natural-born citizen means native-born. They can't change the words or the numbers in the Constitution. Get that? They can't just say 35 means 25, and they can't see the word natural in the word in front of born citizen means native-born citizen. Natural does not mean native.
But these people don't seem to care about any of that.
They don't care.
No, they do whatever.
They're word weasels. They're progressive. They change the language to suit themselves.
Absolutely. You're listening to the Les Neyman Show, 970 WGTK, and we'll be back with our guest after this.
970 WGTK.
Pick's Shoe Store has been selling shoes at the corner of Preston and Market for 87 years, just one block south of Slugger Field. Free parking. Pick's Shoe Store's staff has over 100 years of shoe fitting experience. Designer shoes at discount prices. Hard-to-find sizes. Pick's sells SAS shoes. They're made in USA, and they're America's favorite comfort shoe. If your feet hurt, you owe it to yourself to try on a pair. Pick's guarantees the lowest price on all their shoes. Mention the Les Neyman Show and get an extra 10% off any purchase.
Take the hassle out of buying or leasing a business vehicle. Contact Bob Ligon at Alpha Leasing. He'll consult with you, present options, and save you money, whether you need a fleet of vehicles or a single car. Bob Ligon takes the hassle out of the experience. He'll even pay you $25 to come in for a consultation. Call Bob Ligon, alphaleasing.com, 426-0036. Bob Ligon, alphaleasing.com, 426-0036.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Dorothy knows, and so do you. There's no place like your own home. A place you can feel safe and comfortable. And comfort during the heat and humidity of spring and summer months in our Ohio Valley means taking care of your home's air conditioner. Make sure you're ready for hot weather. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling now to take advantage of the air conditioner preventative maintenance check and clean for only $59.95. Let Bryant prolong the life of your equipment, eliminate untimely breakdowns, and lower your utility bills with preventative care for your air conditioner. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling today and schedule your air conditioner preventative care maintenance at 363-2451. Bryant's been family-owned and operated in Louisville since 1941. Bryant Heating and Cooling. We're not comfortable until you are. Call today, 363-2451. That's 363-2451. You're in the middle of planning the perfect wedding reception, or graduation party, or maybe the mother of all derby parties. Well, before you make another move, pick up the phone and call Bluegrass Rental. Bluegrass Rental is a full-service party event rental business that has everything you need. Bluegrass Rental's been the company behind Kentuckiana's best parties for 14 years. Service is their specialty, and they work hard to make sure your event is a success. From picnic to top-shelf needs, no order is too big or small for Bluegrass Rental, and Bluegrass will work with you, your caterer or event planner, so that every detail is perfect. Anything you need for entertaining, from tables, chairs, linens, tableware, and glassware, to tents, dance floors, concession equipment, and wedding accessories and decorations. And Bluegrass Rental has office equipment for every type of business meeting, at prices even your boss will appreciate. Call 241-0222 and see for yourself. That's 241-0222. 241-0222.
Before I get back to Commander Kirchner and Mario Puzo at the top of the hour after the news, we'll have David Bigo back from Indianapolis, Indiana, a gentleman who has written a book called The Devil at My Doorstep. Also, his blog, The Devil at My Doorstep, tells all about what's happening with SEIU and his battle against SEIU when he defeated them in a court of law, even though it cost him over $2 million to do so, with no way to get SEIU to do anything. I mean, basically, these public unions could sue and get away with it, to do anything, to make you spend all your money and bust you out. This is part of the intimidating forces behind these thugs in the White House. And so stay tuned. He'll be here about 10 after 7 or so. David Bigo. We'll be discussing Stephen Lerner. And we'll be discussing the plot to destroy America from within. And the fact that the media and the FBI do nothing about it. Just going to let it happen. Gentlemen, I don't know if you're familiar with David Bigo. He's another American patriot. You should go to his website and check it out and send him the information, too. I bet he'd be glad to hear from you.
Great.
I can send that information to you.
Hey, Les, we appreciate you getting that. On that respect, could you allow us to put out our website, blog?
Of course.
Commander Kirchner's here is www.protectourliberty.org, protectourliberty.org, and you can go there and read all the full-page advertising I've been doing in the Washington Times print media, and I need support to help continue that. And Mario's blog is puzo1.blogspot.com, puzo1.blogspot.com, and he's got tremendous amounts of writing there on natural-born citizenship and other things. Hey, one other point then on a sidetrack real quick. In Arizona, we need help out there. The men working on the state's bill that should be thanked for what they're doing, and men and women, one is the Senator Carl Seal and a Representative Judy Burgess out there, and the person to contact for people to who is causing all kinds of grief and telling a bunch of baloney to people out there, like this senator named Kristen Sinema. She's a Democrat, and she's out there telling people that asking for a long-form birth certificate is not constitutional. Now, how can you prove a person is age 35 and are a natural-born citizen if you don't have a copy of a long-form birth certificate to prove when they were born? Then she's putting out all these dumb arguments. Now, if you go to this address on the Internet, www.azleg, that stands for Arizona Legislature, www.azleg.gov/membership-roster.asp, membership-roster.asp. There's a list of all the Arizona legislators there. And this Kristen Seinman's email address is there and her phone number. And I'm encouraging all our listeners to call her up and tell her to stop BSing the people in the Senate as to what the constitutional requirements are, and that you cannot even ask for a birth certificate to prove you're qualified. Mario, isn't that ridiculous? You cannot ask for a birth certificate because she says it's extra constitutional to ask for a birth certificate to prove the eligibility requirements. I mean, that's unbelievable, Mario.
Yeah. You know, first of all, you know, I think we have to use a little common sense in interpreting the Constitution, and the requirement is natural born citizen. So, you know, it's like think of it this way: Congress passes a law. And then they have another provision called what's necessary and proper in order to effectuate that law. So clearly, asking for a birth certificate is necessary and proper for the purpose of finding out whether you're a natural-born citizen. I mean, how could anybody argue that it's not necessary and proper? So that is completely bunk to say that it would be unconstitutional for a state to try to enforce the natural-born citizen clause by doing that, something which is necessary and proper, in order to find out whether you're a natural-born citizen. It's just absurd.
So people are listening. Call, write, email this Senator Kristen Sinema, Democrat of Arizona, and give her a piece of your mind. She's blocking this. She's an Obot Democratic progressive senator. She needs to be told that she's blocking. She's not living up to her oath to the Constitution, and she's creating red herring arguments, straw man arguments, to try to convince people that they shouldn't be asking for a long-form birth certificate.
And one other point, if somebody does not have a birth certificate because either, you know, there was a fire or an earthquake or some kind of, you know, devastation or something destroyed the records, that's understandable. But then, of course, you know, you would have a reason to say you don't have one, and then you could, you know, provide other evidence of that. You know, nobody's trying to block somebody from being eligible to be a candidate. So, you know, people have to have a way to address it. If they don't have it, then they have to, you know, be able to explain it.
And the Arizona law suggests many other types of documentation that can be provided if you cannot or do not have a long-form birth certificate. Well, so her arguments are ridiculous.
It's just common sense.
Yes.
You can't, and the way that, and what Mr. Trump has also done, he's also sort of demeaned the media and everybody who says that the birthers are so, you know, are really wrong and how they diminish the birthers. And he says it's ridiculous. He goes, they have, he's given some credibility, finally, that the media has to recognize, because, you know, people respect what Donald Trump says. They may not like him. They may not agree with him.
He can start his own TV channel if they don't want to give him a voice.
Right.
He has enough money to start his own TV channel.
That's right. He sure does. Well, what's next, gentlemen? What is on your horizon? What are your plans to keep the pressure on? How do you motivate the public to get more involved and then really put the pressure on?
Well, we got something we're working on, but we can't release that yet. It'll be about 2 weeks till we can talk about that. But other than that, it's the states. Work to get the states getting vetting laws on the books and enforced before the 2012 election cycle starts for all presidential candidates and vice presidential candidates. We need work in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Ohio. Arizona's looking good now. Georgia, like I said, the Republican Party killed it down there. I mean, unbelievable what they did it, but I'm working heavily with the states right now. Mario, you have any suggestions for what people can do?
Yeah, no, I repeat what Commander Kosher said. Basically, the states is where it is right now. States have to do this, and if the states for some reason chicken out or whatever the situation is, then of course the people themselves, they have the ultimate power to change their representatives. I mean, you know, we have a constitutional republic with a self-representative form of government. I know that it's kind of a tortured process, and every day is important. You know, my God, you know, if Obama were to be elected again, that gives him two terms to really drastically change the nature of our government. Who knows, you know, what could happen in the future. But, you know, the state's got to do it now. If the states don't want to do it, the people got to do it through elections. But again, you know, it's just, you know, time is running out. We really don't know what's happening.
Various states have what they call a crossover date. People were saying, oh, you got plenty of time. Well, they had, like, in Georgia, they didn't get it out of the committee to the crossover date. They stalled it. And now you can't introduce any new bills this year because they've got this crossover date. So, you know, they've been stalling, lying, delaying, and it's terrible. Now, one thing with the state reps we can do that congressional reps I don't think you can do, you can recall them. So if you know a rep that's blocked this from going forward, like that Speaker of the House in Georgia, David Ralston, start a recall petition. The Tea Party should start recall petitions for every one of those key Republicans down there who blocked the protection and support of our Constitution, Article 2, Section 1. That's what they can do. Start recall petitions if these state reps will not respond to the people. Congressmen have been cowards, but with the states, we can recall them.
Well, we're going to be back for our final segment of this first hour on the Les Nehman Show. And you're listening to, you can call us at 571-0970, and we'll be back.
970 WGTK.
Nehman's Catering is a full-service catering company providing fabulous, quality food at affordable prices. Outstanding food and service are the foundation, and 28 years of happy customers tell the story. Nehman's personal touch includes meeting with prospective clients in their home or business with great food choices to sample at no charge. Specializing in wedding receptions and corporate events, Nehman's professional servers and bartenders will go above and beyond to ensure the success of your event. One call does it all. Nehman's has the best food, but that's not all. They also supply tables, chairs, linens, skirts, and full bar service. Start planning the perfect wedding reception now. Call Nehman's Catering at 327-7333. That's 327-7333. Or go online to neymanscatering.com to learn more.
You're listening to the Les Nehman Show at 970 WGTK, and I'm here with Mario Puzo and Commander Charles Kirchner. They're my go-to guys on this topic that we've been speaking about. They've been fighting hard to get the word out, and finally it's happened. And I'll tell you, if Barack Obama somehow wins in 2012, if we get to 2012 without the economy crashing and causing all the chaos that they're looking for so they can take control of this country, it's all over for America. There'll be no coming back for four more years of Obama. There's just no way. I mean, they talk about these stupid Republicans are no better than the Democrats. They want to cut the budget, right? They're talking about, you know, this new budget and things like that. And they come up with $61 billion. Big deal. There's a $1.4 trillion deficit each year. And then the Democrats insult the intelligence of Americans, what little intelligence left in a lot of Americans. I hate to be so demeaning, but my God, there should be an outcry when they come out with $6 billion in cuts out of a $1.4 trillion deficit. It's mind-boggling, gentlemen.
And then this little war in Libya eats up all the money that you're trying to save unless we can get it back, you know, so which Congress was not expecting.
Well, and it diverts the attention from Obama's eligibility. All you hear the news now have an excuse to talk about everything, but they can talk about Libya and not talk about Obama's eligibility problem.
No, I asked Major General Valley a couple weeks ago on how deep is the infiltration of our military and FBI and CIA by the progressives and by the people who want to take over this country in a way that we don't want. They want to transform it. What is your take, Commander Kirchner? I mean, you were in the military for how many years?
33
years, and when did you leave?
During the Clinton administration, 1995.
Okay, and when did you start seeing the political correctness start seeping
in? With Clinton, with the, I guess I'll get in trouble for saying it with, you know, he wanted to get women on combat ships, and I didn't agree with that, and I decided to, I couldn't sell that, so I decided to pack it up after 33 years and.
Well, you know, women.
I think women can serve our country, but they don't have to be in combat units.
And also, women have been forced to pretty much break the rules of our military by going into war zones, which they're not supposed to be, because Muslims will not. The new mantra from the Obama regime is that we can't have men searching Muslim women. So
I just believe that men are, by natural law, are the warriors, and women are the nurturers. And sure, there's their exceptions to that rule, but we have enough men to serve in the combat units, and we don't. I just felt we didn't need to go there, and it's this constant. They want to have these social experiments in the military. Now it's gone to the gay issue of you know, allowing gays to openly serve, and
well, they do
that either.
They do anything to undermine the value system of America that has
right.
made this America exceptional. We're on the
we're
road.
We're talking common core values of right and wrong, and, you know, the people in the military know what the common core values are.
Absolutely.
And they're undermining those. They're undermining those with some of these social experimentation they want to do. When you're away on a ship for 3 or 4 months away from your loved ones, it's a lot of stress as it is without having, you know, putting on a 5,000 staffed aircraft carrier, 2,000 women and 3,000 men, and you put all these young kids out at sea. Things happen, and, you know, it's you know, undermines the morale of the unit with sexual politics and sexual harassment
and pregnant women.
Gays, you're going have to have 4 different kinds of... of laboratories, we call them heads on the ship, you know?
Right.
Well, here's something to think about. What happens when you get a male rabbit and you put him in a cage with a female rabbit?
They become pregnant, and that's happened many, many times.
I know of a ship that was in a Gulf War, a tender over there, that like one-fourth of the crew got pregnant, women. Women, you know, got pregnant because they wanted to go home. And after they went home, what did they do? They got abortions. They just used it to get away from the situation. It was never reported widely because this was during the Gulf War period, and they were experimenting with women on combat ships deployed to forward operating areas. So they just covered it up.
Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a breath of fresh air to hear what you have to say. I know it's not always good news that you bring. You've had a lot of setbacks over the last 3 years, but I know we're not going to give up. We're going to continue to fight to spread the word and the truth to Americans, and hopefully we can get through to the dunderheads out there who have their head in the sand and don't want to know from anything.
Can I get a blog address out real quick?
Absolutely.
www.protectourliberty.org. Mario?
Mine is Puzo, P-U-Z-O, .blogspot.com.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. I'm sure we'll be touching base with you in about, you know, another month or two, as usual. And
Thank you, Les.
Hey,
and
Mike,
get a states' right law, vetting law in Kentucky there, too. Get something going.
We have a hard time in Kentucky because the House of Representatives here is pretty strongly Democratic, while the Senate is Republican. They just had an elongated session that's cost the state a lot more money, and they get nothing done, just as they're not getting anything done in our Congress of the United States.
Well, get your friends across the river there in Indiana. They got Republican in all three.
Well, they're working hard. They're working hard, though Daniels has shown himself to be a bit of a rhino himself.
Well, get a vetting law going in Indiana.
I will mention that to David Bigo. I'll mention that to the Clark County Patriots. I'll be seeing the people in Madison. I'll be speaking at their tea party, and we'll try to get that going. Thank you for coming on the show, gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
You're listening.
Bye-bye, Les.
Take care, Mary. I'll see you in September.
Yes.
Okay, we'll have that corned beef and pastrami sandwich. We'll be back after 5 minutes after the hour on the Les Neyman Show on 970 WGTK.
WGTK, Louisville. Broadcasting from Terry's Satellite City Studios. Want to save big on your cable bill? Switch to Dish Network. Call 964-DISH.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. Re-energized rebels are pushing toward Libya's capital. International airstrikes have forced Muammar Gaddafi's forces to pull back. So far, opponents of the regime have retaken two key oil complexes. Libyan State TV reports airstrikes are targeting Gaddafi's hometown for the first time. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she hopes that Gaddafi and his underlings get the message from this coalition mission.
Do you really want to be a pariah? Do you really want to end up in the International Criminal Court? Now is your time to get out of this and to help change the direction.
Also at SRNNews.com, problems continue to mount at Japan's overheated nuclear complex. The latest includes badly miscalculated radiation figures and inadequate storage tanks for the huge volume of contaminated water. A TEPCO official, as heard through a translator, apologizes for a mistaken report that radiation levels had spiked to a factor of 10 million times higher than normal, which wasn't accurate.
We believe that there was a mistake in our report saying that iodine-134 was detected and also the levels reported. We are very sorry.
Meanwhile, health officials say that one sample of Massachusetts rainwater has registered very low concentrations of radiation, most likely from the damaged nuclear plant in Japan. Health officials say the water supply is unaffected. Officials don't expect any health concerns. Nevada and other western states have also reported minuscule amounts of radiation. Five people are dead after a three-vehicle crash on Interstate 65 in Alabama. State police say that the victims include four Indiana high school students returning from a spring break trip. The driver of a second vehicle was also killed after police say he crossed the median and collided head-on with a teen's car. Several people in the third car suffered minor injuries. Hundreds of people have turned out for the funeral of a slain Georgia police officer whose killing prompted a manhunt for a suspect who surrendered on live television. This is SRN News.
It's been praised as the healthiest coffee on earth. It's called Sozo Select, the coffee that loves you back. Hidden in plain sight for centuries, a patented stabilization technology breakthrough has finally harnessed the once highly perishable fruit of the coffee bean. Sozo Select will change the way people drink coffee because it's the only coffee in the world that delivers the antioxidant capacity of a serving of fresh blueberries in every single exquisite cup. It's made from the best Colombian and Costa Rican Arabica beans. And Sozo offers a premium blend, a 100% Colombian blend, and decaffeinated. And you get a 30-day money-back guarantee because Sozo knows you'll love the full-bodied smoothness of the coffee that loves you back. Order right now by calling 800-778-SOZO, S-O-Z-O. Online, go to TalkSozo.com. Be healthy. Call 800-778-7696. That's 800-778-SOZO, S-O-Z-O.
970 WGTK.
Azusa Pacific University, one of the nation's premier Christian colleges, is proud to offer several of its traditional programs online for you, the working professional. Choose from accredited online programs in business, nursing, and education. Graduate in as few as 15 months with a degree from Azusa Pacific. Call 877-81-ONLINE. That's 877-81-ONLINE or go to apu.edu. Azusa Pacific University, relevant degrees from a Christian perspective. Program not available for Tennessee residents.
It's been praised as the healthiest coffee on earth. It's called Sozo Select, the coffee that loves you back. Hidden in plain sight for centuries, a patented stabilization technology breakthrough has finally harnessed the once highly perishable fruit of the coffee bean. Sozo Select will change the way people drink coffee because it's the only coffee in the world that delivers the antioxidant capacity of a serving of fresh blueberries in every single exquisite cup. It's made from the best Colombian and Costa Rican Arabica beans. And Sozo offers a premium blend, a 100% Colombian blend, and decaffeinated. And you get a 30-day money-back guarantee because Sozo knows you'll love the full-bodied smoothness of the coffee that loves you back. Order right now by calling 800-778-SOZO, S-O-Z-O. Online, go to TalkSozo.com. Be healthy. Call 800-778-7696. That's 800-778-SOZO, S-O-Z-O.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the total transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now 1-800-350-8452. 1-800-350-8452. That's 1-800-350-8452.
The prognosis for Obamacare is looking even worse 1 year later. Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt. Town Hall Magazine is marking the first anniversary of the passage of Obamacare with an in-depth report on the prospects for undoing it. You also read how the nannies and the federal government are determined to make you lose weight, whether you want to or not. You'll get this kind of fresh, intelligent, conservative reporting every month in Town Hall Magazine. Log on to townhallmagazine.com to subscribe today and check out a very special offer. That's townhallmagazine.com.
97 WGTK. This is the Les Neyman Show.
People in this country are brainwashed by the media.
I felt this thrill going up my leg.
I'm almost speechless with a comment like that.
The voice of liberty in Louisville.
So you tell me, sir, why do you think he's the best president?
Now, Les Neyman on 970 WGTK.
Hello, everybody. This is Les Neyman, the voice of liberty in Louisville, here once again on Sunday night from 6 to 8 p.m. And we're here every Sunday trying to inform, trying to spread the truth where it's not able to be heard. You would think that in the United States of America, we once were able to trust our media. We were once able to look at the newspaper and know that the reporting that was going on was news and it wasn't editorials and beliefs and propaganda. We've come a long way, not for the best, unfortunately, folks. And I want to announce that April 15th, the Louisville Tea Party will be holding their third annual Tax Day Tea Party on Friday the 15th down in Jefferson Square. But the one difference this year, it'll be from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., I believe, or 4 to 6. I believe it's going to go to 6:30, though. Generally, these things go a little bit long anyway. But this way, when you get off of work, you can come on down and spend a little time without having to worry about going back to work. And I believe that we'll have a great crowd, as we had in the past 2 years. I think many of us are more motivated than ever before, even though the news is worse with the economy. You get the propaganda stating that, oh, jobs are going, the job rate is improving. No, it's not. Trust me, folks, it's not improving. People come out of college, people get fired, people losing their jobs in their late 30s or early 40s or early 50s are doomed to really not being able to find another job. There's nothing out there for people. There's only the government, and that's exactly what they want. They want the people to be dependent on a government and come on board the government ship, basically, and vote them back in so they'll keep dishing out the crumbs that they have to give the society while the Wall Street friends and buddies and GE. I wanted to talk real quick before I bring on my next guest. President Obama, obviously, you've heard, went to Brazil, and he took a vacation. He took his kids. He took Michelle on our money again while the world's burning. Libya is on fire. We find out in Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood is taking control there. This Japan tsunami, the nuclear. The radiation problem that was approaching America, all this, and President Obama goes to Brazil. And what did he do in Brazil, folks? He sold rights to Brazil, deep water rights in the United States of America off the coast of our country. He's allowing Brazil, a foreign country, to do this while not allowing Americans to do it. This is more treason from the man in the White House. He's supposed to be representing the United States of America and the people here in this country, not Petrobras, which is a George Soros investment in Brazil. And he even stated that he wants to make sure we're going to do a lot of business buying oil from Brazil. So they make all the money, and we go more in debt. This man is a fraud. This man is just disgusting. He makes me sick. He makes me want to vomit. I mean, I hate to be so repugnant in my talk here because, he's repugnant. It's unbelievable. And what else did he do? Who did he bring along on this trip? And this hasn't been discussed in the media at all. Guess who? Jeffrey Immelt. The CEO from GE, who just reported that they just turned billions of dollars of profits, and not $1, not one penny goes to the federal government for taxes. Why? Because the federal government, along with GE and other big corporations, have combined together to make loopholes and pass them in Congress. So both Republicans and Democrats are both complicit in allowing this to happen without the people of America even being told of what these loopholes were. Who else was along? A gentleman named Harrington, who I can't remember the company offhand, but I know the company employs Sandy Berger, who stole documents from the archives and got off with it, didn't get any jail time, and Madeleine Albright, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton's buddy, the Secretary of State in the Clinton administration, who are now lobbyists. Also, another corporation CEO from Westinghouse. Now, why were these people being brought along on our company, on our dime, ladies and gentlemen? Nobody knows. Just as Obama went out to West to speak and meet with Jeffrey Immelt and Zuckerberg from Facebook and the Google guy and Steve Jobs from Apple in a secret meeting in San Francisco during the Egyptian crisis. And then you hear that the Egyptian crisis was caused by Facebook and Google and things like that. So basically we have plotting going on, and people will say, oh, you're a conspiracy guy. Listen, folks, if you don't understand that there has been a conspiracy propagated by the left in this country, you're living in the Disney World, or you're doing too many drugs, or you're just not paying attention. And any of the three are not acceptable because you're losing your country. You're losing it, folks. It's slipping away. And then we hear, let's play this first clip before I bring my guest on. The first clip, the first Steve Lerner clip.
We're going to hear from Steve Lerner next, from the CIU, the architect of the Justice for Janitors campaign. He's working on partnering with unions and groups in Europe and South America to build a campaign to hold financial institutions accountable.
It seems to me that we're in a moment where we need to figure out in a much more direct action and much more concrete way how we really are trying to disrupt and create uncertainty for capital, for how corporations operate. And it may sound like that's a crazy thing, a moment of weakness we can do it, but the thing about a boom and bust economy is it's actually incredibly fragile because it's not based on real wealth. It's based on gambling and all of that. And so there are actually extraordinary things that we could do right now that would start to destabilize the folks that are in power and start to rebuild their movement. And for example, 10% of homeowners, going back to where you started, a quarter of all people who own a home are underwater, right? Their home is underwater, or they're paying more for it than it's worth. 10% of those people are now in strategic default, meaning they're refusing to pay, but they're staying in their home. That's totally spontaneous, right? They figured out it takes a year to kick me out of my home because more foreclosures backed up. I'm going to stay, I won't pay. It's just what business does. It's a good business decision. If you could double that number, you would put banks on the edge of insolvency again. And so the question would be, what would happen if we could organize homeowners in mass to do a mortgage strike? To say, if we get 500 million people to agree, we won't pay our mortgage. It would literally cause a new financial crisis.
So they want to cause a financial crisis. This is what the Obama administration has been about since day one. And I want to bring my next guest on the air to comment about this, Mr. David Bigo, author of Devil at My Doorstep. Good evening, sir. How are you tonight? And what do you think of Mr. Lerner, huh?
Hey, I'm doing great, Les. Thanks for having me on. I've been writing about this in my blogs for quite a while now, that with my experience with the SEIU and the socialist people they have running it is that their ultimate goal is to bring down this country financially and then rebuild it as a socialistic society. And, that's what he's talking about here.
And a socialistic society means a totalitarian society because it always leads to that.
Well, that's right. These guys, they want to run everything, and they're doing it, you know, under the euphemism of, altruism and social justice. And that's just to convince those people that are naive that, you know, they have their best interests at heart, and that's just not true.
I want to play another cut. Play cut eight real quick, Tom.
Your agenda has been my agenda in the United States Senate. Before debating health care, I talked to Andy Stern and SEIU members. Before immigration debates took place in Washington, I talked with Alcia Medina and SEIU members. Before the EFCA, I talked to SEIU. So we've worked together over these last few years, and I'm proud of what we've done. I'm just not satisfied, because I know how much more we could accomplish as partners in an Obama administration. Just imagine what we could do together. Just imagine what we could do together. Imagine having a president whose life work was your work. We have a lot of good friends of labor who are running in this election. I admire all of them. But the question I do want SEIU to ask yourselves is not who's talking about your agenda, but who can change our politics in Washington so we can actually make your agenda a reality. And I believe I can do that.
So basically he's admitting that his agenda is to undermine the country and crash the economy, because that's what SEI is trying to do, and that's what they're doing.
Well, that and, and back to the Stephen Lerner. I don't know if you've seen a couple of things. I've seen him here in the last few days, but there's been reports out that Lerner was in the White House about four times this past year.
Yes, I read that. Yes.
And, that speaks volumes right there. Here's a guy that's he wants to bring down J.P. Morgan Chase. He wants to crash the stock market and bring down the economy. And he's a visitor of the White House. Well, you know, it's pretty easy to understand that you're associated with what your friends are talking about, and that tells volumes about this president.
It's so disgusting. Well, listen, we're going to have to go and just talk about the disgusting president and the disgusting SEIU after we take a break and pay some bills. You're listening to the Les Neyman Show on 970 WGTK. Get away from that. UK game's over now, so now you can listen to my show and call 571-0970. We'll be right back.
970 WGTK.
Never visited the Thai Cafe? Then you've missed out on one of the very best restaurants in Louisville. Chavante Snow has been creating original Thai cuisine that will delight your palate at the Thai Cafe for over 16 years. The Thai Cafe in Holiday Manor Shopping Center on Brownsboro Road. Open for lunch Monday through Friday, 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. and dinner Monday through Thursday, 5 to 9:30 p.m. and Fridays and Saturdays, 5 to 10 p.m. The Thai Cafe. Don't deny yourself any longer.
Take the hassle out of buying or leasing a business vehicle. Contact Bob Ligon at Alpha Leasing. He'll consult with you, present options, and save you money. Whether you need a fleet of vehicles or a single car, Bob Ligon takes the hassle out of the experience. He'll even pay you $25 to come in for a consultation. Call Bob Ligon, alphaleasing.com, 426-0036. Bob Ligon, alphaleasing.com, 426-0036.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Dorothy knows, and so do you. There's no place like your own home. A place you can feel safe and comfortable. And comfort during the heat and humidity of spring and summer months in our Ohio Valley means taking care of your home's air conditioner. Make sure you're ready for hot weather. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling now to take advantage of the air conditioner preventative maintenance check and clean for only $59.95. Let Bryant prolong the life of your equipment, eliminate untimely breakdowns, and lower your utility bills with preventative care for your air conditioner. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling today and schedule your air conditioner preventative care maintenance at 363-2451. Bryant's been family-owned and operated in Louisville since 1941. Bryant Heating and Cooling. We're not comfortable until you are. Call today, 363-2451. That's 363-2451.
Picks Shoe Store has been selling shoes at the corner of Preston and Market for 87 years, just one block south of Slugger Field. Free parking. Picks Shoe Store's staff has over 100 years of shoe fitting experience. Designer shoes at discount prices. Hard to find sizes. Picks sells SAS shoes. They're made in USA, and they're America's favorite comfort shoe. If your feet hurt, you owe it to yourself to try on a pair. Picks guarantees the lowest price on all their shoes. Mention the Les Neyman Show and get an extra 10% off any purchase.
Hope and change aren't just the rhetoric of a campaign for me. Hope and change have been the causes of my life. Hope and change are the story of our country. And we're here to continue that story. We have a lot of good friends of labor who are running in this election. I admire all of them. But the question I do want SEIU to ask yourselves is not who's talking about your agenda, but who can change our politics in Washington so we can actually make your agenda a reality. And I believe I can do that. But understand this, I can't do it by myself. That's why I am not just asking you to trust in my ability to change this country. I'm asking you to trust in yourselves. Yeah. I'm asking you to bet not just on me, I'm asking you to bet on us.
Right.
On our capacity to lift our sights, to join together and forge a better future for our children and our grandchildren. That's what you did with me in 2004. Because I probably wouldn't be standing here if it hadn't been for the SEIU endorsement back then.
And I owe you big time, and I'm going to give you everything you want, and I'm going to screw everybody else. And that's pretty much what he means and what he says and what is happening. Mr. Bigo?
Yep. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you're exactly right.
I know. I know you were mesmerized by the Anointed One. I'm sure you just couldn't wait to, you know, to really to hear, to shut him up and say, I don't want to hear your voice anymore.
Well, you know, we've known for a long time, even with our fight against the SEIU when they tried to organize our people in the Midwest, that the president was complicit with the SEIU. We know he had Andy Stern in there, what I think they're saying now, close to 50 times, and he's been in the White House. And
Andy Stern pretty much had to leave. I'll tell you why he left SEIU. He was getting to be too well known. Between other talk show hosts and people getting to know who he was and what he stands for, and to hear him say, you know, workers unite world all over the world, or they're going national, and you're seeing even union issues all over the Europe and the Middle East even. This is what they want.
Well,
it's a worldwide revolution, and they're behind it.
Well, that's right. There, and I'm sure you've seen the same thing I've seen in the past couple of weeks, that the SEIU and other unions are over in Europe and over in the Middle East trying to organize people and laborers, and they're trying to change the face of this country and the world. And the sad thing about this, Les, is that we're letting the minority wag the tail of the dog. And people have to wake up and understand and appreciate what's going on and believe that other people will do these things, that we need to stop them.
Well, I believe there's only 3 or 4 million SEIU members nationwide, but they wield so much power. In fact, they control the country right now. They really do. They get people elected. They pay people off. They intimidate, threaten, and even beat up conservatives. And not a word's been said, especially when they called the gentleman from St. Louis back in the 2008 election at the N-word and beat him up to a pulp. Nothing happened. The police didn't press charge, and nobody. This guy was pressing charges, and nothing happened. So the police are on the take. Everybody's on the take. It's all entitlement. It's all what you can do for me and how much it is going to be. That's pretty much it is. We live in a mafioso society, but it's called the United States government. It's called SEIU. That's exactly where it's at.
Well, unfortunately, you're right on that. And these guys, they've infiltrated politics and government so much that we have to stop them. And it's kind of like Harry Reid. You know, Harry Reid wouldn't have got elected. He was down, 6 to 10 points in the polls, and he got elected only because the SEIU and some of their cohorts out in Nevada on the last few days started busing people to the polls and telling them who to vote for, giving them handouts, saying, here, you need to vote for these people, and then bringing illegals in and getting them to vote, too. I mean, and this is what I'm concerned about in the next election, to be honest with you.
Oh, it's going to be terrible. I really, truly believe that Acorn helped to steal this last election. Don't forget, Barack Obama did not win a big landslide. It may have seemed to be that way because the media spun it that way. He won 52.5% to 47.5%, basically by 9 million votes. So basically, you just turned 4.5 million people the other way. 4.5 million people. That's basically what it is. You turn 4.5 million people to vote the other way. It's even. So, and that's pretty much the union people right there. And you know, I was reading many accounts of people being bussed in from Pennsylvania or from Michigan to vote, homeless people to and given a picture ID and go vote in Ohio. Go vote in Indiana, and you know what happened in Minnesota, and between the George Soros, Secretary of State project, which tried to implement all the Secretaries of State, so it's like Joseph Stalin said, it's not how many people vote that elect people, it's who counts the votes, and that's basically what happened in Minnesota, allowing Al Franken to become seated in the Senate, which he was the vote number 60, which broke the filibuster, and the rest is history, as we say.
Well, that's right, and you know I've talked to other people, and as you know, I'm on other radio shows, and I've told them that in our experience with the SEIU, I can sit back and look at all the tactics are being used, and all those tactics were used against us, you know, on a different scale, obviously, but because they were just attacking us here in Indianapolis and Cincinnati and Columbus, Ohio, but you know. Bringing people in from out of town, paying people to be on the streets and protesting, and putting the signs in their hands. All this stuff is true. I mean, we saw it, and when I see all this stuff that's going on in Wisconsin and over in Ohio, and, of course, here in Indianapolis, we got the same thing going on. You know, the Democrats walked out, and they've got all these people at the State House protesting. It's all being paid for by the unions. You know, they're bringing people in, and they intimidate them, and they indoctrinate them, and brainwash them, and they get them in here. And it's scary and it's sad, but again, I'm going to say, I'm afraid when we get closer to the 2012 election, they're going to have their foot soldiers on the ground, and it's going to be a tough fight.
Well, it's very important that the Tea Party people, we're already here in southern Indiana, I know that. The Clark County Tea Party Patriots are getting more involved in polling and the polls. I think it's imperative that Republicans and independents get more involved. But you see, the problem is most of those folks have to work. And it's hard to get off of your job in this economy because you're afraid you might lose it. Where these people, they carve people in that just work for them. That's their goal. They can pull people off the union line, say, you know, ask for a sick day, you're coming to do this. I mean, it's basically that they rule the world right now. They are ruling this country, and they were ruling with the Obama administration as their ally, and basically the SEIU is Obama's proxy. In the same way Hamas terrorized and Hezbollah terrorizes Israel because Iran is using them as proxies, this is what SEIU is doing to terrorize America. And in the 2008 election, all you heard from the left was, you know, elections have consequences. We won. You lost. Too bad. Live with it. And you're going to have to deal with it. Now you get from the left, elections don't have consequences because we're not going to show up. And we're not going to have a quorum. And we're not going to let you vote. And so they hide out. They leave the state, pretty much breaking the – it's got to be some kind of law that they're breaking. Basically, it's a trust of the American people and the people of the state of Wisconsin and Indiana, Ohio, that's going on. And then they spin it so well that, you know, Kasich and Scott Walker are suffering in the polls. They're suffering in the polls. And I don't know. It's very, you know, 2012 is our little bighorn, basically. It's our Waterloo. If we don't turn it around, that's what it will become. The United States of America will not cease. Will cease to be the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. After 2012, where Barack Obama is not unseated. You're listening to the Les Neyman Show. We'll be back with David Bigo after a word from our sponsors.
970 WGTK.
Here's your 970 WGTK Kentuckiana weather, brought to you by the Elizabeth Monarch Group of RE/MAX Associates. With increasing clouds and a 30% chance of isolated snow flurries through the later part of the evening, expect temperatures in the upper 30s to low 40s. Later tonight will drop down to a low of 35. And on Monday, with decreasing clouds and a 20% chance of flurries in the early morning hours, expect a daytime high of 51 and an overnight low of 34. This weather report was brought to you by the Elizabeth Monarch Group of RE/MAX Associates, the hardest working realtor you will ever meet. Visit hardestworkingrealtor.org.
Neiman's Catering is a full-service catering company providing fabulous, quality food at affordable prices. Outstanding food and service are the foundation, and 28 years of happy customers tell the story. Neiman's personal touch includes meeting with prospective clients in their home or business with great food choices to sample at no charge. Specializing in wedding receptions and corporate events, Neiman's professional servers and bartenders will go above and beyond to ensure the success of your event. One call does it all. Neiman's has the best food, but that's not all. They also supply tables, chairs, linens, skirts, and full bar service. Start planning the perfect wedding reception now. Call Neiman's Catering at 327-7333. That's 327-7333. Or go online to neimanscatering.com to learn more.
You're in the middle of planning the perfect wedding reception, or graduation party, or maybe the mother of all derby parties. Well, before you make another move, pick up the phone and call Bluegrass Rental. Bluegrass Rental is a full-service party event rental business that has everything you need. Bluegrass Rental's been the company behind Kentuckiana's best parties for 14 years. Service is their specialty, and they work hard to make sure your event is a success. From picnic to top-shelf needs, no order is too big or small for Bluegrass Rental, and Bluegrass will work with you, your caterer or event planner, so that every detail is perfect. Anything you need for entertaining, from tables, chairs, linens, tableware, and glassware, to tents, dance floors, concession equipment, and wedding accessories and decorations. And Bluegrass Rental has office equipment for every type of business meeting at prices even your boss will appreciate. Call 241-0222 and see for yourself. That's 241-0222. 241-0222.
You're listening to the Les Naiman Show, and I have David Bigo, the author of Devil at My Doorsteps, his book about his experience fighting SEIU, and now his blog of the same name. Mr. Bigo, what are you doing now? I just read your blog this week, America, we are at war. Armageddon is at hand. Armageddon is at hand. Please wake up. I think maybe I have to wake up. What do you mean by that? I understand. I believe what it is, but why don't you tell my audience?
Well, it pertains to, you know, part of that clip you played earlier with Stephen Lerner. Here we have a guy that was a former director of banking and campaigns at the SEIU that's speaking in front of a convention of big labor bosses that's, essentially laying out a plan to bring down the economy and destroy J.P. Morgan Chase and crash the stock market and redistribute the wealth. And, what I pointed out in my blog is not only, and Glenn Beck broke this story, by the way, but, you know, then you have to look at the other side of it, and that's what you talked about earlier in the program here, is that of the SEIU's connections with the president. And you have to start asking yourself at that point, you know, why do we have an administration that's done virtually nothing to curb unemployment? And you talked about this early, by the way. You're talking about unemployment's not going down. And just to get off the subject real quick, I have a friend that worked for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway here in Indianapolis as an HR director and got laid off, and he was off for about almost 2 years and picked up a job about 2 months ago with a company that produces GPS units for school buses and other company type of vehicles. Last Monday, I walked back into the place where I get coffee every day, and he's sitting there, and I said, "What happened to you?" He says, "I got laid off again. The company is, the sales have gone down, and they laid off 100 people today." It's just absolutely unbelievable. Anyway, back
no,
to the...
that's very relevant because the worse the economy gets, the more that the Obama administration will exploit it with lies, of course. You know, people have to wake up. I mean, I'm not sure it's not too late. I'm always a half cup is full type of guy, or the cup is half full type of guy, but it's hard. It's hard nowadays. It's so difficult to be optimistic when we see what's going on everywhere in the world. The world is in total chaos. We have now Israel being with the Muslim Brotherhood taking over possibly in Egypt. Gaza, the Gaza Strip, Hamas is firing rockets in on a daily basis. Hezbollah's got 175,000 rockets. And the Obama administration is not their friend anymore. He's turned America against Israel. And, now I think the people of America support Israel, but the administration, the government, doesn't. And if Israel falls, we're going to be next. Because, there's little Satan and big Satan, and it all sort of coincides with, if America's economy is forced and crashes because of what this Mr. Stephen Lerner and SEIU and the Obama regime has done, there could be terrible consequences for this country. Just terrible. I mean, I don't know what they're going to be. People are getting more and more prepared for the worst. Buying, stocking up on food, and I think they need to. In fact, I'm starting myself. It's scary. I'm 65 years old. I don't worry about myself anymore. You know, my life has been lived on the whole. I love what I do. I love my life. I love my wife. I love my family. I love God. I'm happy. But my little grandchild, I got a new grandbaby being born in August, and I'm scared to death for my three other grandchildren and that new grandbaby. Daughter or grandson that I'm going to have. It breaks my heart. And more Americans need to get pissed off about this and start holding the administration's feet to the fire and all our congresspeople. They're useless in Washington.
Well, I agree with you. The problem is, and I've had people in my office and sit down and talk to me. They've read my book, and they talk about things. And, I try to point out to them that this administration is intentionally trying to set up the unions to bring down the economy and the country. And that's why, they haven't done anything with unemployment. They want people to be dependent on the government. And even when I talk to these people, unless I'm telling you, I'm talking to people that are business people that are either have good positions and fairly high positions with banks and other companies, or they're entrepreneurs that have started their own companies, they can't grasp the fact that other people will do these things to their other citizens of the United States.
So they're still not believing what's happening. They have no.
They just don't believe people are that heartless.
Well,
and
one thing a Mossad agent said many, many years ago about Americans. He said Americans are very, very late to recognize the face of evil. They just never do because they've lived in such a great country for so many years with so many benefits and such a great lifestyle that they just can never think that other Americans would ever do this. But obviously, if you know of history at all, you know that that could change in a very short period of time. And it really, as history goes, 20 or 30 or 40 years is a pretty short period of time. And it's changed. It's just that we live in a different world. The world that you and I were raised in is gone, probably never to return. The world where children could go out in the streets and play from dawn till dusk and play ball and just not, hear your mother yell out the window, come and eat, is all gone. You never see kids in the street anymore. The value system has been destroyed. Illegitimacy is just out of control. It's going to take. I'll be long gone before anything can change in that sense. Where the value system is restored, it's going to take 20, 30, 40 years. It saddens me. I wish we left a better world to our kids and our grandchildren. We'll be back with more of David Bigo after a word from our sponsors.
970 WGTK.
Take the hassle out of buying or leasing a business vehicle. Contact Bob Ligon at Alpha Leasing. He'll consult with you, present options, and save you money. Whether you need a fleet of vehicles or a single car, Bob Ligon takes the hassle out of the experience. He'll even pay you $25 to come in for a consultation. Call Bob Ligon, alphaleasing.com, 426-0036. Bob Ligon, alphaleasing.com, 426-0036.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Dorothy knows, and so do you. There's no place like your own home. A place you can feel safe and comfortable. And comfort during the heat and humidity of spring and summer months in our Ohio Valley means taking care of your home's air conditioner. Make sure you're ready for hot weather. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling now to take advantage of the air conditioner preventative maintenance check and clean for only $59.95. Let Bryant prolong the life of your equipment, eliminate untimely breakdowns, and lower your utility bills with preventative care for your air conditioner. Call Bryant Heating and Cooling today and schedule your air conditioner preventative care maintenance at 363-2451. Bryant's been family-owned and operated in Louisville since 1941. Bryant Heating and Cooling. We're not comfortable until you are. Call today, 363-2451. That's 363-2451. You're in the middle of planning the perfect wedding reception or graduation party or maybe the mother of all derby parties. Well, before you make another move, pick up the phone and call Bluegrass Rental. Bluegrass Rental is a full-service party event rental business that has everything you need. Bluegrass Rental's been the company behind Kentuckiana's best parties for 14 years. Service is their specialty, and they work hard to make sure your event is a success. From picnic to top-shelf needs, no order is too big or small for Bluegrass Rental, and Bluegrass will work with you, your caterer or event planner, so that every detail is perfect. Anything you need for entertaining, from tables, chairs, linens, tableware, and glassware, to tents, dance floors, concession equipment, and wedding accessories and decorations. And Bluegrass Rental has office equipment for every type of business meeting at prices even your boss will appreciate. Call 241-0222 and see for yourself. That's 241-0222. 241-0222.
I just, before we get back to my guest, David Bego, I want to thank my new sponsors, Pick Shoes, down on the corner of Preston and Market Street, in East Market Street. A great, great place for to buy shoes, women's, men's. I buy nothing but SAS shoes from Pick Shoes for the last 30 years. They're really comfortable. I can't say how much they've saved my wear and tear on my feet. So go see Carrie or Carol down at Pick Shoes and tell them that Les Naiman sent you, and check in what they have, and make sure if your feet are bothering you, go get the SASs. They're terrific. And also, Alpha Leasing, my good friend Bob Ligon, who I've known for 30-some odd years. If you want to have an automobile or you need a truck or a van or whatever you might need, and you don't want to really buy and tie up a whole lot of your money in this tight economy, you can lease from him at a very, very reasonable rate and at a very fairly reasonable monthly payment. So give those guys a call. Thank them. You know, they're conservatives. They're patriots. They love this country, and I thank them very much for supporting my show. David, I guess you've been watching what happened with Donald Trump this week and how he's been able to bring about the conversation and dialogue about the missing birth certificate of Barack Obama. Don't you think it may be time for people like you and other people to start getting in touch with him and other presidential candidates to start picking up the mantra of what you're talking about the Stephen Lerner situation? And I don't know if they'll do anything or respond, but then you'll find out about him, though, wouldn't you, if they're worth supporting?
Well, yeah, you would. You know, it's interesting. I had dinner last night with a U.S. congressman from Indiana, and we were talking about potential candidates. And, you know, even the congressman was at a loss at who is really going to step forward and who will, be willing to make the tough decisions and come out against some of these things. And he even asked me, Les, by the way, he says, do you think that we should, you know, go after these some of these issues now, and knowing the polls were getting beat up in that, like, you know, Kasich is, and
Walker.
Walker. Yeah, and I said, absolutely. And I said, you know, a couple things. I believe in the American people in the long run. We'll figure it out. Number one. Number two is what you do today, you've still got, you know, a year and a half to see the results of. And I think we got to hold people's feet to the fire. And whether it's over the issue with Obama's birth records or the union issues and collective bargaining, the budgets, because that was one of the big issues he talked to me about was the budgets. I said, you know, my philosophy is if I run my company, you know, I can't run up deficits like that. If I did, I'd be out of business. You know, we have to go in and we have to cut costs so that we stay in business. And I'm sure you're the same way with your catering business.
Absolutely.
And I said my philosophy on that is that Congress needs to go to back to all the people who are running these different agencies and that and all the monies and say, look, you're going to absorb an X percent cut this year. You figure out how to do it because we're going to balance these budgets, and we really need to balance the budget.
Well, Congress is failing us. Both parties are failing us. When the Republicans want to cut $61 billion out of a budget that's $1.4 trillion deficits for this year, last year, the year before, and then they have the Democrats come up with $6 billion, which is like 6 cents out of $2,000. I mean, it's crazy. It's insulting to the people of America. And they will not, you know, Americans are, you know, they're just slow to get it. But when the economy crashes and inflation starts getting out of control and they're all going to lose their job, and then they'll start whining and crying, what happened? Well, you know, they weren't paying attention. And the people who are paying attention and don't want to recognize it are complicit, no better or no worse than the ones who are propagating this coming disaster for America.
Well, that's right. And I really think I want to go back on something else, too, is you know, we were talking about a little bit earlier is about this election is the unions and the far left getting their foot soldiers out. One thing I was talking with this congressman about last night was the fact that conservatives need to get out in front of the minorities in this country and get out and shake their hands and talk to them one-on-one, because, you know, these people will listen to you. I know from experience and talking to the people that work for my company, and I'm talking about minorities and whites and whatever, that if you sit down and talk to them and you're honest with them and straightforward and show them things, they will listen to you. And we have to get the conservatives to get out and not just preach it on TV, but get out in the different neighborhoods and talk to these people.
Especially if there's a problem in the community that they can help solve. I've talked to numerous black folks here in Louisville, and right now some friend of mine and myself, and I've got to get more involved in it coming up here this spring, are trying to get out into the black community to just try and educate about black history even. There's a group called Wall Builders, and my friend Clark Stannard is a major mover in that, and we're trying to get in out there and do that. We have a first call of the night. Andy, I guess you're not watching the ball game anymore. Maybe you weren't at all. Good evening. How are you?
Okay, first of all, how you doing, Les? Now, that's not my particular religion, man. I try not to get somewhere and hunker down during basketball season. But you guys said something that concerned me. I'd like to clarify. But first of all, I am a minority. And the Republican Party and the Democrats assume that we're stupid. The Republicans consider us contaminated. That's how they treat us.
Well, they're stupid. I told Congress, the guy running for Congress here, Todd Lally, to go out personally, because he asked us what ideas last year at a Tea Party and stuff, what can we do to get the vote? I go, you need to get out into the West End. You need to start walking the streets, shaking people's hand, and showing that you care about that. Don't just write those folks off. People are people. They need help. They want to know
the help that we need, and like I said, I'm 51. I heard you say you're in your 60s.
Right.
And I'm from the South. And see, the thing is, the Republican Party did. They treat us like we've been contaminated by plutonium. They walked away from us during the Civil Rights era. Walked away from us.
Right. You're right.
And the Northern Democrats took advantage of that, because the Southern Democrats was still running around wearing sheets and stuff like it was Halloween all the time. So,
you're right.
You know, and, I mean, it's sad, because all you got to do is tell the truth. And I'm telling you, when I sat down and we talk, and, you know, and like I said, I have a lot of, you know, a lot of blacks that, like I said, up until this Obama thing, black people were constantly hollering, well, I'm just here in America, man. You know, white folks are going to do what they want to do. Politics really not my thing. This is the time, 35-40% were first-time voters. This time. 2 years ago. So I'm saying the Republican Party, the strategy is real simple. Tell the truth.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Now, with this union thing, I'm in a union. But you got to understand the difference between private and public sector unions. Most union members, I've been a union guy for 16, 20 years. Most union guys are hardworking, conservative, value, God-fearing people. It's the leadership that's rabid about spending money. They're like prostitutes and preachers and politicians tell you all the time. They tell you what you want to hear. You're the best thing till the next guy comes in the room.
And then they corrupt everything. They corrupt the people there too by saying if you don't do what we tell you to do, you're going to lose everything. They use fear as a basis for getting them to pay the dues.
Exactly. But I'm telling you, you got to reach out. You'd be surprised of the black middle class that's relatively conservative, but they have to stay in the closet just to be comfortable in the community.
Listen, we're going to have to wait until after the break, okay? And we'll finish it up, and then I have Dr. Stan going to come on for a little bit too. So we'll talk to you right after the break. You're listening to The Les Neyman Show on 970 WGTK.
Neyman's Catering is a full-service catering company providing fabulous, quality food at affordable prices. Outstanding food and service are the foundation, and 28 years of happy customers tell the story. Neyman's personal touch includes meeting with prospective clients in their home or business with great food choices to sample at no charge. Specializing in wedding receptions and corporate events, Neyman's professional servers and bartenders will go above and beyond to ensure the success of your event. One call does it all. Neyman's has the best food, but that's not all. They also supply tables, chairs, linens, skirts, and full bar service. Start planning the perfect wedding reception now. Call Neyman's Catering at 327-7333. That's 327-7333. Or go online to neymanscatering.com to learn more.
You're listening to The Les Neyman Show on 970 WGTK. Andy, somehow we lost you. Thanks for calling. You're a great caller. Next week we're talking about education here in the state of Kentucky and in Louisville, and we'll be talking about that for the 6 to 7 o'clock hour, and then from 7 to 8 I'll have Dr. Elena George back to talk about health care and what's happening in Atlanta. And David, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight, and we'll have you back soon. I'm hoping that the people from Madison, Indiana, will contact you to speak, hopefully to come down and participate in a tea party on April 16th in Madison from 11:30 in the morning till around 3 in the afternoon. I'm looking forward to seeing you. And if you do come down, you must go to Shapiro's and buy me a corned beef and pastrami sandwich, and I'll reimburse you.
Well, I hope they call, too. And can I just make one comment about
Sure.
your caller? Andy, is that his name?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. He's exactly right. And I want to tell you something that I've met with Congressman Boehner, who's now the Speaker of the House, and I've told him almost the same things that your caller said, that I know a lot of those people in the black community are receptive. But you have to get out, and you have to talk to them, and you have to enlist their support. And if you do, they will stand by you.
I think they will. I think there's a lot of people. You know, listen, Albert Einstein said insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and failing. And the black community's been failing. The inner city's been failing because of the platitudes and the agenda of the left and what they've put them through. They don't create jobs, they create dependency. Well,
that's
David,
right.
Thank you so much. I will talk to you soon. I'll probably give you a call off here. I'll keep in touch via email, okay?
Thanks, Les. You take care of yourself.
Hey, my pleasure. David Pigo. Yes,
hey,
sir.
Hey, we need to bet maybe a dinner on Kentucky or Butler. Who wins the national
championship? I'm rooting for Butler, man.
Okay.
I'm a U of L fan. I don't bleed blue. I bleed red. But,
okay.
I can bleed navy blue, I'll tell you.
Okay.
I love
good.
Butler. They're great. They're a great team. Thanks. Well, Dr. Stan Frager is here in studio, and he's coming up just after the top of the hour. Tell us what's going on tonight.
Oh, lots of good things, and it's interesting. But I can't let just a couple things go. One, it's doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result.
There you go.
What you were saying was right. We get the same results. See, as a psychologist, I think people seek pleasure and avoid pain. I think, Les, people are all for understanding. Just like any business person, you can't spend more than you bring in. It just doesn't work. Somehow we have an economy that the government says we can spend more than we take in.
Well, they get that printing press, you know.
I know. We just print more money.
Yeah.
And eventually we pay a heavy price. But it's way down the road that we have to pay that price. See, I think a lot of people understand it. They're all for it until it gores their ox. So this is a great idea. We understand it. If we don't do it, there's some very negative consequences. Rabid inflation and inflation will just go through the ceiling and there'll be all, and our whole economy will go in the dumper.
We'll go back to a double dip recession or maybe even a depression as possible.
So it could be terrible.
Yeah.
On the other hand, everybody's for that. They understand that until, we're going to have to cut back on education. We're going to have to cut back on Social Security. Social Security, you, Les, will get less money each month. No, then it's not as good an idea.
I have no problem doing
but,
so.
But, I mean, that's what happens. That's what I see happening.
Well, I think the Congress has to come up with an idea about Social Security. I mean, my idea is to boost the age. If you're over 50, if you're under 55, you make the age 69 or 70. Everybody who's over 55 should get what they should get, full what they're supposed to get. Anybody under 40 should be allowed to opt out. Yes, they'll lose something they put in already, but they're going to have to sacrifice too. And then they have their own money to do with what they want to. Yeah,
they've already upped the age on Social Security, and it's going to have to continue in that way.
Of course.
The idea, the old 60 is the new 50. I mean, or the old 50 is 60.
I'm 65. But, I don't feel like I'm over the hill yet.
The idea that you work till 65 and then just suddenly retire, I think really that's not going to continue to happen. We're going to continue to work longer on in our life. But coming up this next hour, I think, is very interesting because it really has to do with some of the things you're talking about. It's John Scholl, and he's going to be talking about empowerment as a way of life. And he talks about how business people can empower their employees, how citizens can empower the citizenry. I mean, that's what the Tea Party is a lot about. It's about empowerment. We're going to talk about it on a much more micro area in terms of John Scholl's probably one of the top people in the world on customer service. And we'll talk about it as it relates to business and being mental health oriented, of course. That's part of the focus of our show. But I think folks will find it very interesting. He's a fascinating guy. And, of course, empowerment means trust. If you in the catering business empower your people to make certain decisions, it can cost you some money. So you have to trust they're not going to throw it away. They can't give double portions to everybody.
Well, you have to hire good people, and you have to delegate your authority to them to do the job properly. And as long as they do that, you're doing well. It took me I wish I would have known it as a younger person and to be a little bit less hands-on. But being from an immigrant family, you're taught.
That's it. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about headaches. We're going to get rid of them. Going to teach you how to get rid of headaches.
Oh, we're going to vote Obama out of office. Okay, well, that'll be my biggest headache relief.
That's not exactly that. And from where I sit, by the way, congratulations to the Cats and Bellarmine Knights.
Yes.
A great year. And the men's and women's basketball team at U of L both had a great year. So congratulations to them all.
Thanks for being here, Stan. Stay tuned for Stan tonight, and I'll see you next week.